I got high two nights ago. On the way back from Baltimore to New York.
Yeah.
Smoked a little on the drive after the show, and it was fun until I smoked. And then I smoked, and I'm sitting there looking out the window thinking about who's going to be at my funeral for like an hour.
You just might have too much of an Irish brain to smoke weed. You instantly just think of your bad news, and you're just like, you go instantly go to Finnegan's Wake, dude.
Instantly. I was just like, what's it going to be like?
That's a sick thing to think about, though.
And then I thought of how human history has been nothing but absolute misery for everyone. And how I'm lucky to live in where I am now, but how it's fragile.
True.
And how if it ever reverts back to just pure chaos, I'm just, like, people just watched their family die back in the day.
Yeah.
Like, people just, it's like, I can't.
Yeah.
Too soft.
Well, that would shaping you up real quick.
And then
dude.
Fucking Soder's like, yeah, Ronald Reagan said if any generation's going to experience the apocalypse, it's this one. And I was sitting there like, damn.
That's everyone
right.
said that.
He's
anyone
right.
who sucked.
I know, of course, forever.
Yeah.
But, like, the, you know.
Well, we're gearing
talking
up.
Talking about these fucking right-wing dictators coming in.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I'm sitting there with one hit of a vape pen just like, the apocalypse is nigh. I'm going to have to fucking figure out how to live.
Yeah. That's definitely an untalked about side effect of weed, dude, is thinking about the apocalypse. It's got me. I think about but I kind of own some perverse level.
You look forward to it. I will die. And then I was like, then you just have to kill yourself.
I'm going
to
kill
me and my. I thought of me and my family committing suicide together.
No, you wouldn't have to kill yourself.
It was a horrible time.
See, I've don't feel fit for this particular mode of life.
You are not.
I don't feel fit for this particular. So I'm always fantasizing about like humongous societal changes to where it's like, all right, now like we could live in villages or do like vertical farm villages where everyone lives in like skyscrapers and like lives in like a jungle environment and shit. You know, they're talking about doing that, building like farms, but in skyscrapers. It's like, let's go back to that, dude. Give me a fucking village. But you know, that's kind of what I fantasize about.
Yeah. I was just, in my mind, again, this was me high.
Yeah.
I was like, if there's some sort of like a nuclear holocaust.
Not into nuclear apocalypse.
Where like me and my family are just in our, and I was envisioning us in our basement at my parents' house.
Yeah.
Me and like, we're stuck down here.
Mutate.
Let's kill ourselves.
Got to go out and do it.
Me and my whole family shooting ourselves. It was fucked up.
You might actually go out and be able to like deal with the nuclear fallout.
My family?
Your eyebrows might fall off. Yeah, but like you might
thick
be
eyebrows, dude. They would survive.
They would be the only thing. It'd be sick if you finally died and rotted, but your skeleton still had eyebrows on.
My eyebrows are going to survive. You got good eyebrows, I love my eyebrows. But every time I get a haircut, they're like, do you want me to trim your eyebrows? I'm like, nah, dude.
Nah, what the fuck are you talking
about? These are sick. There's always like a stray hair that's long. Like, keep it. Where are we at, dude? Them. We got to be like 120.
We're an hour and 25, yeah.
125. How about that? Sitting.
It's chilling.
Took a small dump yesterday. It wasn't the bit.
So that thing was in there fighting like fucking like corn dogs.
Was in my tree. Yeah, that thing was down there elbowing chicken wings from the night before. Oh no, the night before I got those tasty treats, dude. I go puffed a bunch of fucking candy in the middle of the night.
How about you vaped once and go puffed candy?
Dude, now that I'm a stoner, dude, I got a vape pen, so now I smoke like a little bit of it and I get too high, dude. I take one hit. So at Skankfest, they gave everyone vape pens, and it was this California-based, like, pretty fucking legit company.
Yeah.
So it's, like, pretty intense vape pen for me.
It's real clean, too. You can tell there's no PEG or...
I mean, that's the first thing I noticed.
Yeah, you can tell.
Took a hit. I was like, where's the fucking PEG?
Propylene glycol, dude.
I have no idea what that is. But,
solvent-free.
I'll be like, I'll just take one hit before bed, have a nice sleep. I take one hit, I'm just high as fuck and go to sleep like, oh.
That's so funny.
I was like, it's Friday night. I'm not going to go out. I'll just have a nice night, hang out, smoke a little weed and watch a movie or something. I ended up smoking weed and just being like, whoa, I'm so lonely. It was not a fun night. I texted my girlfriend. I was like, I feel so alone. She was like, oh no, why?
Like, no reason.
Like, nothing really. I'm just sad. Then I downloaded the GoPuff app and bought M&M's Raisinets and those Coca-Cola gummies.
I love to see your phone screen where it's just like, oh, I'm so lonely. It's like, oh, no, why? It's like, GoPuff driver app pops up. You're like, M&M's. Like, I don't know. Hold on. I'll text you in a second.
I got to get these peanut butter M&M's delivered.
That's so fucking funny.
Oh, fuck. So
their orders must, they, that like database when they're like, it's 11:30 a.m. Like, I got an order for you. And they're like, Reese Pieces and a soda. People are probably like, just, fuck, all right, I'll make it down there.
Driving that out. It, well, they literally must be delivering nothing. They, yeah. It's for high people.
Definitely.
You know, it's just.
So I've seen, like, my girlfriend uses it just for like.
Supplies?
She'll buy like fucking like tortilla chips. Like, what are you doing? This is like, I gotta pay like, they're like $5 for a little bag. Then I pay some fucking dork $2 for bringing it. I'm like, I'll walk to the supermarket. But yeah, my girlfriend goes.
It was raining out and it was midnight.
It's really a good.
And I just hit that fucking non.
It's a good depression app. Yeah. Oh yeah, you hit the non PEG.
There was no PEGs, so I was not moving.
If you hit a hard depression, it's pretty good. You can be like, oh, I need some toothpaste.
I need some and, sweet treats.
Sweet and treats. You just like walk to the door and you're like, thanks.
Oh. Yeah, I know. That was another thing. I was like, damn, I'm gonna look like such a moron when this guy gets here. I was wearing like gym shorts and a t-shirt, no shoes or socks.
They're not
like,
judging, dude.
Hey, thanks. Thank you so much. Here's what was it, $9? Oh, thank you.
I told you I meditate every morning. 10 minutes, dude. I have to do it now. It's an ingrained habit. But my whole point is to try to feel like I'm just not thinking about anything else, which is hard to do.
Yeah.
Which is hard to sit there and not like the. My whole thing while I'm sitting there, it's like you spend so much of your time, like just most of your time is living in the future, kind of how you're just like, and then I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to say, like, if you just close your eyes, it's just like all your plans.
My
are
eyes
going.
Itch so bad right now. That's all I'm thinking about is how much my right eye itches.
I'm sitting there the whole time, and it's like I have to just kind of block myself from thinking about plans or like even thinking ideas. Like, you'll get an idea and be like, oh, that's cool. I got to write that down. You're just constantly blocking that because you're just never, you're like,
how
never
often
ending
do you do
loop
that?
Every morning.
No, I'm saying that you have cool ideas that you write down.
Every fucking second, dude. Every time I do. So I'm like sitting there this morning. I'm sitting there doing that, and I'm like, I just got to stay in the present moment. Got to stay out of the future. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, dude. I spent so much of my time mentally in the future. This is fucking crazy. And then I got a text, and I stopped. I waited 2 seconds. I was like, that's a message from the past. I was like, fuck, it is crazy.
Oh, man. You sound like you're on big doinks in Amish.
I wasn't, dude.
You weren't doinked out?
I'm just chilling in my house in the morning. And I'm like, damn, dude.
I was doinked out thinking about Sam Hyde the other day.
Were you really?
I took a big doink.
You cried for him?
No, I was just sitting there, and I was like, because I watched one of his videos that was like, or no, it was when I took the CBD oil.
Gotcha.
I was doinked out on CBD oil.
Yeah.
And Sam Hyde put up this video right before it got taken down. Of he's like, he was saying the N-word. He was like,
oh, he's told
like
me about
$100
that.
For anybody who filmed themselves beating an ass.
Really?
And I was like, whoa. But I was thinking of him because he just filmed it, just films his face, like taking a selfie.
Would you see his other one with the fucking guns? When he talks about like this shooting, like school shooting, he does a fake.
Oh,
I didn't mean to cut
you
off. When he holds a barrel, he's like, "Welcome, class OLP of 2018."
Yeah, nuts.
He's cocking a gun.
Well, even that fits this too. But I was doinked out thinking about his like thought process of literally just filming yourself saying the craziest shit possible.
Yeah,
then just you put your phone down and just sit on a couch.
Yeah,
and like wait.
Well, that's where I fall off of super shock stuff like him, where it's like, one level, it's like. The balls.
I hope I'm articulating enough. Like, he films himself saying the craziest shit in the world, and it immediately goes out to hundreds of thousands of people.
Yeah.
Just while he's literally just sitting in his apartment.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, something's gone in his head where he can do that.
Yeah, he's just fucking around, putting out crazy shit, and everyone's just looking at it.
And the fact that he can do a fake TED Talk like he did.
Like, so much that YouTube and Instagram ban him. Like,
yeah.
A corporation is like, we gotta shut this guy down. It's just a fucking psycho.
It is pretty nuts, dude.
Yeah.
But no, that whenever like some of the shit he does is so fucking funny. And then I've seen it before, and like with like comics who come out and they're like, I'm a super shock comic, but it's just
that
being like,
well,
no,
I'm pretty sensitive to that because I'm pretty fucking edgy, bro.
Yeah, but there's the edge, dude. That's the difference.
But
some guys when they go over on the other way when they're just like,
I'm super
like
fucking edgy. And,
I'm edgy, bro.
Yeah, we're both edgelords.
Yeah.
What you edgy as fuck. Yeah,
but
the
key to being an edgelord is staying on the razor edge, dude.
I was doinked out. I've been getting doinked out a lot. Did I say this last time? I was doinked out at
it's a classic doink question, dude.
The Flyers Penguins game.
You didn't talk about
this. I
didn't
talk about this
when you ate a sliv and went down.
Yeah. So
people are like, "What the fuck are doinks and slivs?"
I had a gummy sliv, dude. I got doinked out.
A little sliver of a gum.
I had an edible marijuana, and I didn't realize O'Connor had invited me to go with him to the Penguins Flyers playoff game, which was fucking crazy. But I was doinked out, dude.
So you had to take.
How'd
you get down there?
I took the train, doinked out. I was asking people for directions.
Oh,
and people were like, "Who the fuck is this guy?" But we get to the game, and we got there early enough that we could watch him warm up. And during warm-ups, you can just walk down to the ice, basically.
Yeah.
So, like, we just walked to the front row, like, right where the glass was and watched him warm up.
So you were, like, cool right fuck. There.
Yeah, like, I have footage of, like, Sidney Crosby. Shit, Sidney Crosby was warming up, like, from me to you. Like, he was literally, I could reach out and touch him if the glass wasn't there. He was just dangling the puck. It was fucking awesome. And then, like, Malkin would skate by, like, like right along the glass.
Holy shit.
And my face was against the glass. And I was doinked out just like, whoa, these guys are so cool. And then this little short fat guy came down next to us, and he was hammered. He was a Flyers fan. He was just, me and Chris were both standing there like in awe, just like watching the Penguins warm up, which was awesome. And then this guy comes down right next to us and like broke the silence with like, he starts pounding the glass. He's like, you fucking suck, dude. Suck my fucking dick, Crosby. And I was all high, like looking at him like, stop, man. That's sick. That guy's awesome. And, then he looked at us. He's like pounding the glass, and I think he could tell me and O'Connor were both like, shut the fuck up. But he like looked at both of us, and he's like,
well, I'm sure he saw. You could probably feel O'Connor's hatred from behind you, just like.
Me and O'Connor were both like, chill, dude. This is fucking annoying. It was an empty arena at that point, so like it was pretty annoying.
Imagine how fucking annoying that would be to show up to play a sport and someone's like, fuck
some
you.
Little short fat guy from Philly's like, suck my fucking dick.
Oh my God.
And then
God.
He looked at me and Chris and was like, I just wish I could get out there and fuck those guys up. Oh, and right he said that to me, I was like, dude, they would, if you got over
did
that
you
glass.
Say this to
yes.
him?
He was a little guy. I could talk shit. I was like, dude, if you got in there, you would fucking die.
Yeah.
Like, if you somehow got into that cage that those animals are in right now, if he went out on the ice and tried to attack Sidney Crosby.
I mean, dude, you could put those guys on rollerblades, and you could be on shoes playing street hockey, and they would butt fuck you, dude.
I mean, they would beat the shit out of you sitting down.
Yeah, that's true.
If I tried to approach them while they were all sitting down, they would beat the shit out of me.
Yeah, on knees.
What'd
he say?
Well, it was funny. He was like, yeah, I know. And then he was like, you guys fucking suck. And then he looked at us and he was like, they're actually pretty good. It's like, yeah, dude. Yeah, they're the Pittsburgh Penguins. Yeah, they're good at hockey.
Yeah, they're elite.
We know. He's yelling at Sidney Crosby. He's like, you fucking suck at hockey. He's like, he's actually pretty good. It's like, yeah, dude, we know. It's the best player in the world.
Yeah, what the fuck?
But
it's funny when those guys, when someone's like, what are you doing? They're instantly like, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just
yeah, like right away. He leaned to us. He's like, they're pretty good. They're good.
I don't feel so well sometimes, dude.
But then I was doinked out just sitting there thinking like, those are animals on the ice.
It would
like,
fuck
dude,
him
Malkin
up.
Malkin would glide by like just not skating, just would glide by how fast and big he was.
It's like being in an aquarium watching sharks, dude.
It's exactly what I likened it to. I was like, this is literally looking at sharks just gliding around. Like, if you got in there, you'd get ripped apart.
You get butt fucked.
There'd be no stopping what would happen.
No.
It'd be like a Harambe situation.
Easily,
like somebody would have to put down the Pittsburgh Penguins.
You're in a whole different environment. You're on fucking ice.
If you got out there, it'd be like the Pistons-Pacers fight.
Dude,
remember that?
Oh my God, when he beat the fuck out of all those people. Just even being on ice skates is like difficult. If those guys just skated back and forth, I'd be like, whoa.
Yeah.
These guys are good at ice skating.
I mean,
skating.
It's amazing. It was amazing to see them warm up.
That's awesome.
And then, then I was just doinked thinking about professional athletes. I was just doinked like, this is unbelievable.
It's hilarious that when you get high, you're like, God, professional athletes are so fucking good at sports.
Well, I was at a fucking hockey game.
I know.
Normally I'm doinked sitting there like, I'm going to die alone. I'm a complete failure.
That's cool. You should start just smoking weed and going to sporting events.
Yeah, it was really cool.
I'll get stoned and be like, I'm pretty sure my Brita is poisoned from the time I put lemons in it. It might have gotten mold in here like the Salem witch trial. The Salem witch trial was started by mold on the rye, ergo acid, made into lysergic acid.
That's really good.
I go fucking wacky, dude. I get stoned and I'm just like, oh man. I start thinking about my ancestors and shit, and I'm like, oh God,
you're thinking about your Aryan blood, your white.
No,
blood.
I don't. I'm fucking Irish, dude.
That's Aryan, dude. You're
it's not Aryan. No way.
Not at all.
not at all. No. I really started thinking about, like, that's my real hang up. When I get high and think about my ancestors, I'm like, fuck, dude, it all stops here. Fuck. Fuck. They came so far.
Yeah, they all worked so hard. It just led up to me taking a nap.
Like, I gotta do more.
Yeah.
Then like you get to the tired part of being high and you're like, nah, I'm gonna chill. I've been working real fucking hard. I gotta take it easy.
See, I get high and I'm just like, stand up is gay. Like, I'm wasting my fucking life doing this, and that stand-up sucks, and I hate it.
That's so weird, and it's weird to boil that down. People are like, oh, that's, you know, it's just like a flood of a certain neurotransmitter, or you could just be like, totally make you think differently.
Yes, it's a flood of transmitter. It makes me think entirely different.
Or I could do the opposite. I could just be stoned all the time and be like, I'm a true artist, dude. I don't need money. I'm
really?
The best. Yeah.
I mean,
that just explains my 20s.
I'm jealous of these people that have had good highs.
I'm out of them. You only get so many. I used mine up from like 18 to 24. They started becoming nightmarish.
Spiral.
Yeah. Well, it all depends on what you're doing, man. That's like, I used to have a joke about that on stage, how they're talking about like Amazon, like Silicon Valley executives, like microdosing on acid and going to work. It's like, dude, they're flying in on a private plane. Or they have like a robot chauffeur. If I was high as fuck and my car was driving itself, I could go to work high and be like, I'm the boss. Suck my dick.
Yeah.
But then, like, you try to do that yourself. Like, I would, like, smoke weed and show up and, like, dig holes and be like, the earth is so cool. My dad's like, come on, Matt, what the hell are you doing? I'm like, oh, shit. I tried to microdose.
Meanwhile, I take Benadryl and sleep for 24 hours. I'm like, oh, I'm a piece of shit.
I remember I was going one time when I was working for my dad. I was, like, 19, and we were digging, like, digging, like, a trench, which I didn't know digging trenches is dangerous. I used to go and, like, the earth can collapse. If the earth caves in up to your stomach, you'll die. Because it'll constrict. It's so heavy, it constricts your blood, and you'll have a heart attack. So I used to go into trenches. Like, my dad would be like, be careful down there. And I'm like, what, am I going to fall? And I didn't realize that it could just totally cave in. I'd be in a trench, like, 3 feet over my head, just kicking around.
I would sneak
up to the truck, and I'd hit a one-hitter, and, like, go back down, and, like, see my Uncle Doc. I'm like, what's up, Uncle Doc? I'm like, I think my Uncle Doc smokes weed, too. And then, like, I'd get down in the trench, and I was supposed to be, like, picking trash out of there. And I'd be, like, looking, and be, like, all the layers, and be like, whoa, look at the sediment down here. This is, my dad would be like, hurry up! I'm like, damn, it's so cool to be down in the earth like this.
Yeah, I never had that. I get high up. I would have been just thinking about death the entire time. I would have been like, this is going to collapse. And then I play in my mind, like, that could happen.
That's so funny.
Like, that is a thing that could, I don't know. I've done that, like, on a plane. I've just sat on a plane and be like, this could crash. Like, what would it be like if this crashed?
Oh, I don't. People say they get high and fly. I'm tapping out on that one, dude. That is not.
If you're big doinked in airplane.
No, dude.
If you're big doinked
that's
in the air.
That's not the move. That is not the fucking move.
Big doinked in the air is terrifying.
You need to
have a couple brewskis.
Something,
and
dude.
Accept death.
Some Benadryl.
You need some beer and just being like, I could die right now.
Yeah,
I
don't want to get high. My thing with getting high on a plane, I'll, like, feel the cabin pressure switch. My ears will pop and I'll be like, I'm not really made to be up this high. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to fucking have a heart attack.
I'm not supposed to be up here.
Yeah. I'll, like, look up at the oxygen mask and be like, I'm pretty sure I need that right now.
Yeah, that was, got caught drinking. I think I talked about it, though. Sophomore year, my dad caught me drinking.
Did he?
Yeah. It was freshman year. And I showed up to this girl's party at her house just hammered.
Damn.
I remember I was wearing a Mike Vick jersey, an Atlanta Falcons Mike Vick jersey. And I spilled a bunch of, like, jungle juice on the front of it. So it was like I just had stains all over this.
First of all,
white jersey.
That's the funniest outfit to get caught drinking in.
I know, Mike Vick, white jersey. But
jungle juice spilled on it.
And the parents, that's what happened. I called my parents and I was like, can I sleep over at Dusty's? And they're like, yeah.
Sick.
That's fine. 5 minutes later, I called back. I was like, can I sleep over at Dusty's? And they're like, yeah, are you all right? I was like, yeah. Then
just
I called back. I called back one more time. I called three times.
And I was like, they even gave me the second. Like, yeah, whatever.
I called back the third time. They're like, your dad's on his way. I was like, oh, fuck. I was like, oh, fuck.
That's fucking hilarious.
So then I walked out of this party, and my dad was like, I'm going to give you one chance. Are you drunk right now? And I was like, no. And he fucking backhanded me right in the face. And I was like, ah. Started crying.
You have a red stain on your white picture.
I was sobbing. And my dad he must have been like, dude, my son is so gay. Oh, yeah, we definitely talked about
this. We did, but this is, now remember.
Like, I would go upstairs because my mom was in her room. And I'd be like, the other guys made me do it. They made me drink. And then I'd go downstairs, and I remember I took my shirt off, and I was like, Dad, you fucking pussy. Do you fucking hit me? I went down and tried to fight him. He got pissed, too. I remember that.
That's the first
thing. He actually was like, yeah, what the fuck are you going to do? And I was like, nothing. And I ran up the stairs. I was like, I fucking hate you.
The first, when you're an adolescent with alcohol, their first mission is to fuck your dad up. As soon as my dad caught me drinking, my first thing was like, what's up, bro?
What are you
going to
do, dude?
He did the eye stare down. Mom's like, just leave him alone. He's like, I'll fucking beat your ass.
Yeah, dude,
like,
that must kill you if you're a dad, dude. your fucking like 13-year-old son. Like, what the fuck, dude?
So, dude, I remember I got like second honors, and I was like, dude, I got a 3.4 GPA, dude. Get off my back. And he was just like, you think I give a fuck?
Yeah. Oh, man, taking the shirt off, trying to fight my
take
dad.
Take your shirt.
And then my dad be like, what? And me be like, running away, crying.
Your best part is that on your naked body, you probably still had the red stain on your fucking chest. It went through the mesh holes of the jerseys. So you had like a dotted red chest.
Oh,
like,
God.
What do you want to do, Dad?
Oh, fuck, Dad. She fucking hit me in the car. You cheap shot me. Sucker punch me, you pussy. My dad would fuck me up, dude.
Oh my God, it's so funny.
I do remember my mom was in her room and she was laughing about it.
Was she?
She was like, she told me later that she was like, it was so funny how fucking pussy you were. And I was like, the Hershey's made me do it, man. I like blamed these kids that like my parents, I knew my parents Hershey's. Already thought were bad. The Hershey's, they made me drink. They said I was a pussy if I did it. And then I went downstairs. I'm like, Dad, you fucking bitch.
Dude, I got caught one night where, like, I sat in the back of this. This kid was, like, a weed dealer in high school. And he just kept giving me weed. I was, like, fucking 17. So I just kept sitting in the back of this guy's car. And he had a corncob pipe. And I was fucking... corncob pipes fit, like, a gram of weed in them. So he was like, yeah, man, pack it up. And I'm just, like, sucking down weed in the back of this guy. It was an Oldsmobile... some Oldsmobile car, I forget what it was. I'm just sucking down corncob. I smoked like an eighth of this kid's weed in my face. And I'm drinking or whatever. I had like one drink and I smoked like a baffling amount of weed. And to the point where I was like I was at a field hockey game with my cousin and I'm like tripping at this point, thinking I'm seeing people. Like I thought I saw I might have seen my friend's dad, but like I wasn't sure if I saw him or not. Finally, it's late as fuck. It's like 11:30. I go home on a school night. My cousin's like, dude, just eat peanut butter M&Ms. It'll kill your breath. You're fine. I was like sick. And I wasn't even drunk. I had one beer, and I was so fucking high. And I came home. My parents yelled at me. I'm like, sorry, Mom, sorry. Because I didn't have a cell phone back then. I'm like, I was just out. I didn't know what time it was. And I'm like, my dad's just in a chair just staring at me. And I'm like, looking at him.
Oh, fuck.
And he's like, eat your dinner and go to bed. And I'm like, all right. So I go into the cabinet, and like, there's regular bowls. And then there's like family serving bowls. And I'm just like... And I reached up and grabbed one of like the family size bowls, not realizing how big it was. And I just filled that fucker with spaghetti. And Mom's eating it. And my dad's watching me. And I'm like, I'm eating this thing. And I'm like, God damn, I'm so full. And I'm like, but I have so much left. So I ate like a family's portion of spaghetti in front of my dad, who watched me from an armchair while I was high and was just like, and he's like, what were you drinking? I was like, no. And he's like, if I catch you smoking pot, you're grounded for a year. And I was like, oh, my God. That's so long. That's so fucking long. So I finally finished the spaghetti. My dad kept being like, what's wrong with you? I was like, nothing, Dad. I'm tired. And my mom had trouble with the computer. She's like, hey, I can't. She's trying to like send like an email. And I'm like, oh, all you got to do is copy. And I went, and burped. And she smelled alcohol. She's like, were you drinking? And I was like, yes. Yes, right away, dying myself out because I was like, I'd rather do a month because I used to get, I got caught drinking like five times and it was always a month punishment. And I got caught, I already did like three bids for drinking. I did a time. I could have done that shit on my fucking hands. It was no big deal. So, like,
you just found an old head.
I guess, I could have served that on my head, dude. And then my dad's like, he was what? And I was just like, were you drinking? I was like, I had two drinks. And then literally, like, you had more. I was like, nope, I had two, I swear. And they were like, all right, well, you're grounded. I was like, totally understand. Before, I'd be like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Grounding doesn't work. I studied it in psychology class. But I was like, guys, I totally understand. I'm sorry for disappointing you. I'm going to bed. And just went right up there. Just like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Dude, the idea of sitting there eating in front of your dad high.
Dude, I'm talking a mountainous bowl that like only like a family bought. You know what I mean? Everyone here, when you're living with a bunch of dudes, it's just personal bowls. This was like family style big
dude,
bowl.
Dude, that fucks me up now. If I'm hot, like I ate some of those gummies you gave me before like a family dinner.
Oh my God.
And I was sitting there, I was like, oh no.
32 years old,
they're
still
catch me.
32 years old, still scared of my parents if I'm high, dude. I see him, I'm like, oh fuck. It's my eye, it's just bad.
I leaned over to my sister, I was like, I'm so fucking high.
Like, what?
Yeah. Like, we're having dinner with our family. I'm like, oh my shit. I had like two gummy bears. It wasn't that much. I'm fucking freaking out.
That's so fucking
my
funny.
Dad would say something. I'd be like, ah! Oh, man.
That's hilarious. You know what I will say, though, before?
Yeah.
I've been playing this game with myself, you know, here and there. I'm usually, it's my own little secret game, dude. But But it's like
I'm excited to see what the fuck this possibly is.
Well, it's pretty fun. I did it through like most of my first marriage, and you like get as high as you possibly can, and then to see how normal you can function throughout a whole day.
It's a fun game.
It's a pretty sick game.
I mean, it's just called being a stoner.
No. It's different. But you only do it like once a month.
Okay. When did you do it last?
I haven't done it in a while, but I was laughing today because I was like, I want to fucking eat some weed. And I was like, I got to do shit.
Oh, God, that'd be terrible.
Yeah, I know. So it's like, but I was laughing like, dude, I spent a lot of my marriage going to like little kids' birthdays for people I didn't know, just stoned out of my fucking mind.
Out of your gourd.
And just sitting there just like, you're cool. It's just funny walking yourself through like, so you're in a whole different world, dude. You go to like a little kid's birthday party, you're high as fuck, and it's just like,
yeah, that's
a mental challenge and a half, dude. That's
gotta be nuts.
That's the escape room.
You're mentally challenged.
That's like just walking around with the escape room in your head all day, dude. You're walking around like, oh my God.
That's all I wanted to talk about. No, that's funny.
It was
trying to think of
times. I thought about that today.
I've done that. I mean, the only times I've gotten, yeah, like I got high as shit, had dinner at my parents. That was fun.
Yeah.
It's always been eating an edible you gave me.
Yeah.
And then accidentally getting high as shit and going somewhere and be like, oh, fuck.
I think that's so funny to me to walk around like that. It cracks me up.
It is. Back in it. Well, anytime I say something like that, I just am like, oh, yeah, my girlfriend definitely listens to this.
Yeah, I know.
This is just going to be a fight.
Don't,
actually,
dude.
She would never fight me over this. Yeah. She knows. Although she did fight around me over the podcast when I said I got high at dinner.
Yeah, that was really funny.
She was upset about that.
Yeah, but she's cool. She fucking,
understandably upset that, yeah, I'm getting high behind her back.
Secretly
and going to family dinner.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I understand.
That's a good quality yeah, check.
I needed that. I needed that. You're eating fucking weed gummies before family dinner, you fucking weirdo. And I was just at her house all day. She was at work. I'm just at her house playing fucking FIFA.
There is a betrayal. I used to get in trouble for that when I was married. Yeah, I would get secretly high for like children's parties.
It goes right back to my theory. You would get secretly high for children's parties?
Yeah, and I would just sit and watch like kids in a bouncy house like, into the way, whole way. She's like, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, nothing. I'm just tired. I'm fine. I'd be stoned out of my mind.
No, it takes me back because the reason they don't like that.
Why?
Is because they want to get high with you. Or they want to be part of the fun.
That's true.
It's again, so chicks, when they're with a fuck.
What? You say it's like a, it sounds bad.
All right, it does sound bad. But like, so I always think of it from my perspective. Like, you know how chicks are always like, I want to go to the movies with you. I want to do that with you. And it's like, yeah, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
I'm going by myself. Or like, yeah, you're doing something.
Or they'll be like, you saw it without me. Yeah. I got you.
But it's like when you were a younger kid.
Yeah.
Like for you, you had older brothers that were older. They were bigger. They were stronger.
Yeah.
They were cooler.
Yeah, they knew more cool stuff.
They knew more cool shit. Yeah. They were listening to fucking rap.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, man, hey, I want to come with you guys. And they're like, get the fuck out of here, Matt. Give you like a dead arm. You're like, nah, mom.
Yeah.
They're going without me. Yeah, so that's what it's like to be a lady.
Just hang out. Dudes are cool.
You just hang out with dudes. You're like, I want to hang out.
Yeah.
And they're like, get the fuck out of here. No ladies.
No girls allowed.
You guys are fucking gay. You guys are lame.
Yeah.
This is not how I wanted this to come out. It made sense the first time.
It did. It's coming out bad.
It's coming out real bad, but the first time it sounded good.